Trump spokesman says the former president will appeal the huge penalty a judge has ordered in the civil fraud case against the Trump Organization. The fine is more than $350 million for Trump, his two sons, and another company official, Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Trump has lashed out at this judge before. That certainly didn't help him with this verdict. And he'll be required to pay the $350 million or post a bond for up to $400 million in order to file his appeal.
CBS News correspondent Robert Costa.
There was never a question here about whether fraud took.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoots.
Oh! My God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score!
Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up, Badgers score! Mark Sangerly!
Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship!
All the legends.
Sleep deep, breakaway, Caulfield in for the win! He shoots it, scores! Give him the homie now!
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything. Everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans from Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the fourth-ranked Badgers open a two-game series against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Jason Jennings, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Happy to have Paul Capobianco alongside from UW Athletic Brand Communications. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers, the first team to reach 22 wins in Division I men's college hockey this season. The Badgers 22-6-2, 13-4-1 in the Big Ten, currently in second place. 5 points behind league-leading Michigan State, which is idle this weekend. The Badgers coming off a home sweep against Notre Dame last weekend, winning 4-2 and 3-2. Meanwhile, Ohio State, under longtime coach and former Badger Steve Rolick, 9 wins, 15 losses, 4 ties, only 1-15-2 in the Big Ten. Buckeyes have lost their last 7 games and have been outscored in that span, 36-16. Ohio State did have last weekend off after losing a pair of games at home to Michigan on February 2nd and 3rd, 4-2 and 4-1. We'll tell you more about the Buckeyes here in just a bit, but Paul, you got to like what the Badgers are doing, and defensively last weekend and the weekend before against Minnesota, 4 tough games at the Kohl Center. The Badgers got some positive results and are in a very positive position right now in the Big Ten standings.
Yeah, the six-game stretch in the first half, Minnesota got the Badgers really into this season and really going, and they had that same mix through and did what they basically needed to do. Last week they got back on track with another conference sweep, which we can talk more about later, but yeah, the Badgers are feeling good again about getting into this series here at Ohio State. They've lost 7 in a row, but you look at least 3 of the last 4 have been 1-goal games essentially, with an empty netter against Michigan, so they're in the games. So Badgers, just like every other time, you have to play well to have good success in the Big Ten. You know, Ohio State's undefeated in non-conference play. They're 8-0-2, which is remarkable.
It is.
And they've beaten Omaha and some decent teams. So, yeah, Wisconsin for sure will focus on themselves, but they are in great shape.
Yeah, Ohio State's only Big Ten home win was against Notre Dame in January. 6 of its 9 wins overall have been at home. The Badgers, meanwhile, are 8-4 on the road and 5-3 in the Big Ten away from home. That's pretty good numbers.
Yeah, there's only been 3 seasons since the Badgers won their title in 06 that they've had more road wins, and those 3 all had 9. So the Badgers are right on doing something they haven't done very much over time. And again, another opportunity. I didn't really answer your question before, too, about where the Badgers are. I'm going to go back to that now.
Please go ahead.
Clinch top 4 in the Big Ten standings, which means the Badgers will play home at some point for the Big Ten playoffs, which hasn't happened yet because of the formatting and the pandemic and other things, which is kind of crazy. It's been since 2013 since there's been home playoffs. So it'll either be the week after the regular season if the Badgers somehow don't win the Big Ten, and if they do, it'll be the right into the semifinals that following weekend in March. So that is definitely one feather in the cap. Two wins this weekend, and the Badgers will clinch at least a top two finish as well.
That would be nice.
It would be pretty awesome, yes.
Badgers have never swept the Buckeyes in Columbus, by the way. We'll get to tomorrow night. Tonight, however, Wisconsin will be shorthanded. Head coach Mike Hastings will explain. He'll join us in just a few moments. From Columbus, Ohio, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger.
Joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet, or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
We're at Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers open a weekend series against Ohio State, joined by head coach Mike Hastings. Four in a row on the road after four in a row at home last weekend against Notre Dame. You picked up a couple of wins against a very good, hardworking team in Notre Dame. That's a series you can build off of, isn't it?
Yeah, we hope to. It was a very important opportunity for us to garner points at home and to get the sweep. You know, you feel good about that for about 24 hours and then understand you've got to turn the page. But it was a good way to finish our homestand. And now we've got to try and get off to a good start here in our road series.
They were a physical team, no question. And you took some bumps, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, not just the guys that aren't on the trip or aren't going to be playing. It's just they at this time of the year, everybody's kind of in the same boat. You'll have some teams that'll mix in one little off week to try and get as healthy as he can. But at this time, you're never 100%. And so it's part of the process of understanding what you have to do to be prepared on Fridays and Saturdays. And the guys have managed the week so far really well.
Might as well get to it. Owen Lindmark did not make the trip because of a lower body injury. Defenseman Anthony Kerr did make the trip but won't play tonight because of an upper body injury. Those are two key cogs in your life.
Yeah, they are, but opportunity for others right now. And so, you know, you look at it down the middle, we'll Tyson Dick will play some minutes down the middle, Mellenbacher down the middle. You and I had talked earlier this week about Jack Horbach. You know, Jack's played in the middle before, and he might get some minutes there, whether it's on just faceoffs or going out and eating up some minutes playing down the middle because of Owen being gone. Be no different back at our blue line when you've got Brady Cleveland's now 100% healthy, has gotten himself into a really good spot conditioning wise, but you can't replicate a game unless you're playing in a game, and so he'll get those opportunities tonight also.
Anthony Kerr is a young man that has done everything I think you've probably asked of him. He is so underrated in many people's eyes, right? But not to you.
No, not at all. You know, and I've had this to the point question conversation with him. I asked him, this would have been in December, you know, where do you think you were going to fit in this year? And, you know, I in my mind, it would have been a lot lower down the lineup than what has been. But if you get an opportunity, and you knew him, you know him better than I do, but for those that don't out there, unbelievable human being, great teammate, anything that is controllable in his world, he does to the nth degree. Nutrition, training, tough. I mean, tough mentally, physically, will do anything for his teammates. Those are guys you're dying to have on your bench. And he's been an integral part for us having some of the success that we've had.
Yeah, it's been fun watching Anthony Kerr. Hopefully he's back in the lineup here soon. Badgers and Buckeyes tonight. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Coach Mike Hastings with us before the Badgers take on Ohio State in this series opener. And we were talking about Owen Lindmark and what he does as far as a centerman is concerned. He's also very important on your penalty kill, and he's been fantastic on your PK. Ohio State's got a pretty good power play. You can look at their record and how many goals they've scored, but special teams-wise, especially their power play, that's pretty good. So you've got to find somebody to take his spot, too.
Yeah, and you know what? Coach Cannot, who's on the road recruiting, and we got together as a staff this week and tried to figure out who we're going to give those minutes to or the opportunities. And You know, for us, Quinn Finley's going to have some look at that. Mellenbacher might get a little look. Scholl's going to get some look. Best thing that we can do is stay out of the box, you know, so we're not taxing our guys while we're, you know, going through a game and killing penalties. So our group's been pretty good at that over the past month, month and a half. We're going to ask them to do the same thing tonight. But when that arm goes up, we've got to find a way to keep it out of our net.
Only 9 penalties in the last 4 games for the Badgers, who take on this Ohio State team that's in last place in the Big Ten. Lost 7 in a row, but I've known Steve Rolick for a long, long time. They're still playing hard. They don't quit, but it's just been a rough year for them.
Yeah, and we've got to worry about ourselves. Yeah. You know, we do get to watch tape. You've done your homework. We've done ours on what they bring to the table. And this league is relentless. I don't care if you talk football, basketball, hockey. In this league, in the Big Ten, if you do not go out and play well, you're going to get beaten. So really for us, it's about getting off to the formula that you need to do when you're on the road. Don't play from behind. If you do, make sure it's not a long time. Get off to good starts. And make sure you're controlling what you get to control, which, again, is that discipline, that effort, how hard. And we should learn from what it was last Friday, where I thought we possessed a lot of pucks, had some shots. But, you know, Notre Dame was a little harder in front of our net, harder in front of their net, and we were playing from behind. So we've got to learn from that, and that's got to be our focus here in the first 5 minutes.
Wisconsin and Ohio State, thanks to Mike Hastings. Badgers and Buckeyes coming up in just a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out.
During the ad council.
Mario fue pintor más de 30 años. Cuando me dijo que se le estaban olvidando las cosas, fue difícil. Un día me dijeron que pintara el marco del lado por dentro y pinté el lado de afuera.
Yo le diría a la gente que le diga a su familia lo que está pasando con él.
Si algo se nota diferente, podría ser Alzheimer. Es momento de hablarlo. Visita alz.org/nuestras historias para saber más. Un mensaje de The Alzheimer's Association y The Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you. Former Wisconsin captain and 1990 national champion Steve Rolick in his 11th season as head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's taken the team to four NCAA tournaments in his time, a Frozen Four, plus a Big Ten championship as well back in 2018. But his team is basically all new. Only 11 returning players from last year's squad that won 21 games and made it to the NCAA tournament regional finals against Quinnipiac, lost to the eventual national champs 4-1. They have 15 new players, 8 freshmen, 7 transfers. It's been a tough year, no question, for Ohio State, but they have some guys to keep an eye or ear open for, including their top-line centerman, Stephen Holliday, sophomore, 6'4", 210. He's got 27 points in 28 games, a point per game in his first 2 years with Ohio State. He's one of the best in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he was unbelievable in juniors coming to Ohio State last year. He just has everything. He's huge. He's got a great shot. He's dangerous on the power play. I'm sure one of the reasons why Ohio State's power play has been good this year, especially of late.
Yep. Also, we'll be talking a bit about Max Montez. He's a freshman from Heartland, Wisconsin, a former Milwaukee junior admiral who had 3 goals against Michigan a couple of weeks ago when the Buckeyes got swept by the Wolverines here in this building. Wisconsin and Ohio State will set the line charts for you and drop the puck here shortly. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
Sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The Wisconsin-Ohio State series, all even, 26 wins for each team, 26 losses for each team, and 5 ties. Badgers swept the Buckeyes at the Kohl Center December 1st and 2nd, 3-0 and 6-1. Kyle McClellan, 29 saves in that shutout in the series opener. Zach Scholl scored his first collegiate goal. That proved to be the game winner for the freshman defenseman. And then in the finale, Badgers winning 6-1. Good night for Cruz Lucius and David Cilia, among others. That line of Lucius, Cilia, and Matthew D. St. Fowl at the time had 2 goals and 4 points. Carson Bantle, Owen Lindmark, and Jack Horbach combined for 2 goals and 6 points. You may remember Quinn Findlay had a penalty shot goal, and really McClellan pitched back-to-back shutouts, but there was an offside that the camera didn't work. So and when you challenge an offside and the camera doesn't work, the goal counts, and that's what happened.
That was horrible timing. The replay officials are in the booth that we spend our time in for home games. Like 30 seconds before, it went down, and Ohio State scored, and the replays eventually showed that it was pretty clear offside. But Badgers got the win, which was the important part. So
yeah. By the way, in Big Ten play, Wisconsin's got a record of 16-25-5 against Ohio State. Since beating the Buckeyes at Madison Square Garden in January of 2017, the Badgers are 10-19-2 against the Buckeyes. And in this building, 2-11-1 the last 14 games. Badgers have never swept a series in Columbus. Take a look at the UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Mike Hastings shared with us in his pregame portion that Owen Lindmark, fifth-year centerman, out of the lineup with a lower body injury. We certainly hope Owen can return here sooner than later. He's had a fantastic fifth year with the Badgers, 11 goals, 21 points, 61% faceoff man. He's been the key guy on the penalty kill, one of the best in the country. In fact, Owen hasn't been on the ice for a power play goal against this season, which is remarkable when you consider how many shifts he's had on the PK.
That's amazing. He's just an all-around, he does everything well for the Badgers. The power, talking about the faceoff percentage, which is the best one in the country. Badgers will miss that, although obviously David Cilia is right up there too. He just does it all, and he's scoring goals this year even.
Yes, he is. And we also will not see Anthony Kerr in uniform tonight. The senior defenseman from Winnipeg made the trip, but unavailable because of an upper body injury, and he's been rock solid in the back end too. You know, Owen Lindmark is plus 17 plus minus, so is Anthony Kerr.
And they're both very similar for what Lindmark is to the forwards. Kerr is kind of for the defender. He's just a solid guy that does everything well. He doesn't have the same offensive that Lindmark has had this year, but you just see him. Like, sometimes he looks like a man against boys. Sometimes in the corners, he comes out of pucks. He just makes it look easy at times.
Yeah, and when there are injuries, you know, players that don't see a lot of ice time get opportunities. And unfortunately, Sam Stang, who's been waiting for an opportunity, unable to make the trip too. He suffered a lower body injury in practice this week. The healthy scratches here tonight, Luke LeMaster and third-string goalie Ben Garrity. Quick trip lineups. We'll start with Wisconsin. Kyle McClellan in goal, the senior from Manchester, Missouri. He's 26-1 this season, 189 goals against, a .932 save percentage, and 6 shutouts, 20 wins. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, those are all top three in the country. One of the top 10 semifinalists for the Mike Richter Award was announced this week. He's up there with actually three other Big Ten goaltenders. It's crazy the goaltending that the Big Ten has seen this year. And he's obviously at the top of everybody.
Yeah, without Anthony Kerr, Daniel Lotch will be paired defensively with freshman Zach Scholes out of South Lyon, Michigan. 2 goals, 5 points for Scholes in 24 games this season. Lotch, the junior from Altoona, 1 goal, 7 points, playing in his 95th game tonight. And starting up front for the Badgers, senior centerman David Cilia from Arne Prior, Ontario. 6 goals, 21 points in 30 games this season. The left wing, Cruz Lucius, sophomore from Grant, Minnesota. 10 goals, 25 games in the 26 games he's played. And right winger Simon Tassie, the sophomore from Montreal. 12 goals, 24 points in 30 games so far this season for Tassie, who had a go-ahead power play goal on Saturday against Notre Dame, had 2 assists on Friday against the Fighting Irish. For Steve Rolick and the Ohio State Buckeyes, he'll start Logan Turnus in goal, junior from North Vancouver. He's 7-10-3 this season, a .339 goals against average and .895 save percentage. Turnus played 2 years at Connecticut. He's one of 7 Buckeyes transfers. Another is Scooter Bricky. He's a fifth-year defenseman from Birchville, Michigan. 9 goals, 18 points for Bricky. And Damian Carfagna, 6-foot defenseman, a sophomore from Woodridge, New Jersey, has a couple of goals and 3 points. And the starting centerman is Heartland, Wisconsin's Max Montez. The freshman has 5 goals, 12 points this season. Cam Fiesing, junior from Nashville, 7 goals, 14 points. He'll mix it up. He's an agitator. And Joe Dunlap, who was not healthy enough to play against Wisconsin in December at the Kohl Center, in the lineup tonight. Senior from Windham, New Hampshire, 2 goals and 6 points. There are your quick trip lineups. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
With, kind of the reddish shoulders, pants, and the gray helmets with the football striping right down the top. Opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. We're underway here in Columbus. Badgers will attack the goal to our left. Wisconsin won the opening faceoff, dumped it in, but retrieved by Ohio State's Cam Thiesing. Puts it towards the front of the net off the body of Daniel Lodge. Thiesing trying to lift the stick of Zach Scholes. Puck came free. Jake Dunlop. That's Joe Dunlop, 21, his younger brother Jake out there. Pass out to the point, shot by Bricky, got blocked by the Badgers. Oh, a blind pass from behind the goal came out to the right-handed Bricky. His shot was blocked. Thiesing now with it. He walks his way down the line. His shot goes wide as well to the left of Kyle McClellan. Badgers, David Cilia with the puck, kind of settling things down a little bit. The Badgers will take it from behind their own net. Both teams will change. We're about 45 seconds into the opening period here in Columbus.
I just talked about their start. Oh, hold on a sec. I'll get it out, Alan. Sorry.
St. Foul gets it out to center.
I'm sorry. They won the opening faceoff, got the puck in, did what you want to do to start with, but it was Ohio State that got the puck down in the Badger zone. You know, this is the first game that I can remember, maybe all season, that the pairings of the D have kind of mixed up a little bit. It'll be interesting to see guys working different partners like that one with Lotch and Scholes.
Long-range shot by Ben Dexheimer went off a stick and then skipped into the chest of Turnus. The goaltender made the stop. Now Dexheimer to the left point. Pilata Chuck. DeSaint foul back to Dexheimer. Top of the right circle. Shot blocked. Goes to the corner. Chopped at. Not cleared. Dexheimer tried to carry. Poked free by Stephen Holliday. Big left-hander trying to cut to the middle of the ice. Good stick by Joe Pilata Chuck. Picked up now by Dexheimer. Stops at center ice. Takes a hit from behind by the freshman Wise, who's going to get a penalty. Dexheimer knocked down from behind by Madison native Thomas Wise. And the Badgers are going to get a Kunis power play. A minute 49 into the opening period. An aggressive, unnecessary hit by freshman Thomas Wise.
Well, we know Wisconsin's focus on discipline. And here, somewhat of an undisciplined play early on here by Ohio State gives Wisconsin a power play opportunity. The much talked about Wisconsin power play looking for a goal when they've gotten them, it's been great for their team's success. They haven't lost a game when they've scored one this year so far.
Yep, 15-0-1 this season, about 18% overall, 21% in league play. Maybe the Badgers can get healthy on the power play against an Ohio State penalty kill that's 74% overall and 67% in Big Ten play. Buckeyes have allowed 20 power play goals and 61 chances against in league play. They were 89% a year ago when Luke Strand was running this special team, penalty kill in particular for Ohio State. Luke now the head coach at Minnesota State, replacing Mike Hastings. Badgers in the offensive zone. Finley right side pass to the slot intended for Whitelaw, intercepted by their team captain, Patrick Guzzo, and he'll send it all the way down. So without Owen Lindmark, the Badgers have Whitelaw, Finley, Fitzgerald, Tassie, and Palatichuk, the second power play unit.
And that last one, Quinn Finley had two teammates on the far side. He made the blind backhand pass, but if that got through, Badgers were in business.
Wisconsin has to touch up. They were originally offside. They dump it down in behind the net. Finley goes to get it. Right wing now, it's Fitzgerald. Slides it out to the blue line. Dexheimers replace Palatichuk. Left wing, Whitelaw shoots one low, saved by Turnus. Rebound to his left. Tassie can't pick it up. Dexheimer's got it. His long-range shot knocked down in front. Cleared out to the blue line past Dexheimer and all the way down. Wisconsin still 45 seconds left on its Kunis power play. Badgers 1-for-9 last weekend against Notre Dame. Just 1-for-12 of the last four games for the Badgers. They went 2-for-8 against the Buckeyes in Madison back in December. David Cilia up the middle, right wing Lucius gains the Buckeyes line. Squirts it ahead now to Cilia back behind the net. Bantle looking for position. Cilia cut off. Puck taken away, though, by Lucius. Out high left, it's Dexheimer. Surveys, goes right wing, DeSaint Foul. Puts it in front, redirect. Turnus stopped it. Bantle was right there looking for the loose puck. And it's batted out to center and taken by Wisconsin's Dexheimer. 13 seconds left on the power play. Badgers have had a couple of good looks so far. Now Lucius takes a hit, sweeps it around to the left side, and Cilia pressured a bit, walks around the penalty killer, takes it down to the goal line, backhand centering pass, it's loose, it's in the skates of Bantle, can't get his stick down, got knocked down, did Bantle, by the defenseman Nathan McBrayer, and Ohio State back at full strength. Good pressure for the Badgers, power play just didn't finish.
And they got the puck around the net a few times, Bantle with a nice deflection from in front, good save. Even William Whitelaw just getting the puck on low to the far pad of the goaltender with Badgers waiting around for traffic and a rebound.
Fourth line for Wisconsin tonight, Jack Horbach, Owen Mellenbacher, and William Whitelaw. Actually, Sawyer Scholl is out there now with Mellenbacher and Stramel whistling offside. Mike Hastings said he'd be shuffling his lineup, his forward lines tonight because of the injury to Owen Lindmark. And while we see Bantle, Tyson Dick, and Charlie Stramel on the line chart, and Horbach with Mellenbacher, Whitelaw on the line chart, and Scholl is the extra skater, Mike has decided to go with Mellenbacher, Stramel, and Scholl here in this opening period.
And coming off a power play for Wisconsin, that also inspires some mixing up sometimes with depending on the personnel.
Certainly. Badgers win the faceoff, dump it in. Stramel in on the forecheck, but Ohio State able to exit the zone out to center. Mellenbacher took a hit, released a pass to Scholl, had it batted off his stick, though. Ohio State's Mac Montez in on the forecheck, bumped Scholl's a bit, bouncing around in the Wisconsin zone. Badgers couldn't clear. Scholl's will try again. Snaps off a pass to Lotch. Up the left wing wall to Mellenbacher, who got hit again, this time by Joe Dunlap. Loose puck jammed free by Lotch, slides it back to Scholl's. And he'll take his time and break out to Mellenbacher, left wing. Owen gains the red line and sends it in. 5 minutes gone by, first period, no score. The Badgers and the Buckeyes, four shots on goal for Wisconsin, none so far for Ohio State. Buckeyes average 2.6 goals per game, only 1.8 goals per game in Big Ten play. They've been outscored 77-33 in conference games this season. Dick picks up the loose puck near the Badger blue line. It crawls off the toe of his stick. Back to McBrayer. Taps a pass off to Dalton Messina. He's a grad student out of Macomb, Michigan. They're struggling to get out of their own end. Badgers hemming him in a little bit. Tyson Dick, Quinn Finley getting the job done. Here comes Simon Tassie off the bench. Ohio State with the puck, however. Ryan Gordon, he's a freshman from Stone Mountain, Georgia, sends it into the Wisconsin zone near side. Borlicki braced for a shoulder contact. Got it off to Palatichuk up the wall. Here comes Finley now trying to dart around the defenseman William Smith. He gets a shoulder from McBrayer, goes down hard. Dick then slid one towards the front of the net. Didn't get there. And then Finley tried to bump it out to the point, too far for Dexheimer, and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. Still no score here in Columbus. Tassie deflects at center. Wise retrieves and backhands it in. Dexheimer takes a look over his left shoulder, up off the glass and out. Rolling back to the Ohio State zone, and there's Scooter Bricky to get it. Co-captain with Patrick Guzzo. Bricky pestered by Simon Tassie. And now the Buckeyes will slide it right up the middle of the ice. Wise left wing pass intended for Michael Gilden. Knocked free, but the Buckeyes get it back. Bricky to Gilden. The left-hander will sweep it in. Right corner to left. Scholes double team far wall, but the puck jammed free, and Wisconsin's DeSaint Foul with it. Three on three to our left. DeSaint Foul. Topol shoots one into the belly of Turnis. He juggled the puck, but the referee blew his whistle quickly, and a stoppage in play. The refs tonight, Jake Rakuki and Andrew Brueggemann. The linesman, Justin Cornell and Nicholas Bradshaw.
Except for that first shift by Ohio State in the Badger zone, there's been nothing. They've been putting the pucks deep, Badgers get it out, or they've been turning it over in the neutral zone, or just a little bit over the blue line. The Badgers have tried to transition back the other way.
6:51 left in the opening period. 5-0 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. Still no score, however. Mike Forlicky with Brady Cleveland defensively. Going back to the point you were making before, Paul, about the change in defensive pairs because of the injury to Kerr. Now Cleveland turns it over. Forlicky blocks a pass. Bouncing puck goes off McClellan, then hits the near post. Ohio State had a chance that time. Forlicky went down to block the centering pass right in front of the Badgers' net, and it bounced, came free. They popped one right off the near side pipe. Here's Palatichuk now. Backpedal, shoots one through traffic wide. Dexheimer after it. Right corner. Put it in front for Fitzgerald. Canceled out. Holiday, that is, in the left corner. Able to get the puck underneath. DeSaint Foul out to the near side. Near steal by Whitelaw. Yes, he took it away from Ken Klee. Whitelaw cuts back to his right around behind the net. Looking. Centering pass. Ricocheted back to the left wing. Whitelaw knocks it down for himself. Snaps off a pass to Dexheimer. Put it towards the front of the net. It's still loose. Right goal line. Back behind the cage it goes. And Holiday comes out of there with it for Ohio State. 8 minutes into the first period. No score. Holiday carries back behind the net, stops, falls down. Palatichuk was off balance for a moment, but when Holiday fell down, the puck was free, and the Badgers able to get it out to center.
One of the things Coach Hastings said again in the pregame is in front of the net, Notre Dame was tough on the Badgers last weekend. So far, Wisconsin's found a spot in front of the Ohio State net. It hasn't resulted in a goal yet, but we saw the power play and even just a couple of plays here that the Badgers have been standing around kind of loosely guarded.
Yeah. Charlie Stramel tried an angle of pass up the middle of the ice, intercepted by Ohio State, but deflected back into the Buckeye zone. Badgers tried to dig it free. Dick did for a moment, knocked off his stick, and gathered in by Caden Brown, the former Wisconsin Badger, junior from Chesterfield, Missouri. Pass right wing, Gordon's shot canceled out by the stick of Zach Scholes. Retrieved, though, by Gordon. Checked off the puck by Stramel. The Badgers' Mellenbacher the other way. He comes in right wing, trying to cut in on Carfagna. No angle to get to the net. Tried to feed Horbach, who was coming down in the middle of the ice. Intercepted by Ohio State. Here comes Bricky. Red line. He'll fire it in off the glass to the right of McClellan. Far corner. Mellenbacher taps back nicely to Brady Cleveland. Takes the middle of the ice. Now left wing Scholl, and he'll dump it in. 10.5 minutes left in the scoreless first period. Wisconsin and Ohio State. Steele in the corner. Horbach in the offensive zone. Plays it off to Scholl. Back out to the point. Forlicky shot one wide of the mark. Forlicky's got one goal this season. 5 points for the senior captain. Forlicky going at it physically with Cam Thiesing. Mike had the puck. Thiesing from behind. They went into the corner. Now big bump near side. Dunlap and Cleveland. Brady able to get it ahead to Cruz Lucius. He ran into three Buckeyes and gave the puck away. Thiesing now at center. Joe Dunlap. Right wing shot. Easy glove save from McClellan. The first stop he's had to make tonight. And it comes with 9:59 left in the opening period. The Badgers and the Buckeyes, no score. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Back in a moment, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price.
You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Race to savings on your next project right now at Menards. Upgrade the floors in your home with new flooring from Tarkett. We carry durable laminate flooring, easy to install sheet vinyl, and waterproof vinyl plank. Tarkett Tidal Wave laminate flooring has a 30-year limited residential warranty and is the ideal choice for all homes. Get it today for just $229 a square foot at Menards. Price is good through February 18th. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Big Ten leading Michigan State is idle this weekend. Golden opportunity for the second place Badgers to move up the standings, taking on last place Ohio State. No score, 9:59 left here in the opening period in Columbus. Faceoff right down in front of us. Paul and I are sitting at the main concourse level of Value City Arena within the fans, basically. We're cordoned off a little bit, but our press table. Here's a long-range shot. Went through the low slot off target. Bricky holds near side. Plays it out to the point. Too far for Wise. But we're at the top of the circles of the Wisconsin zone. In the Ohio State zone is well down to our left. Good 150, 200 feet. On the attack, it's Gilden. Fanned a shot out high. Pitched by Palatichuk. Ahead to Lucius. Back out to neutral ice. And the Buckeyes have it again. Bricky hands off Guzzo. He puts his head down. Comes across the line. Drop pass for Wise. Behind him. Taken away by Palatichuk. That leads the Badgers breakout. Lucius now across the line. Down the middle comes Tassie. Lost the puck. Bounces in the circle. Lucius battling for it. Fended off by McBrayer. And now Wise will get up to the red line. Take a hit from Tassie, but dumped it in.
You know, Joe Palatichuk, freshman this year, obviously has had a pretty good year. You saw right there the poise he had. He had the puck in the own zone. Three players skated in front of him, and he just sat there, waited for them to go past, and then he started the breakout for Wisconsin. It's impressive.
Holiday's got the puck now for Ohio State. Stephen Holiday, fourth-round draft choice of the Ottawa Senators in 2022. Carried the puck into the offensive zone. Came off his stick, then poked free to Guzzo, who put it towards the net off McClellan. The Badgers able to get it out of harm's way. Now Finley cut off by McBrayer near the Buckeye line. Swooping in to pick up the loose puck, Brent Johnson, former North Dakota Fighting Hawk. Now Vorlicky up ahead to Finley. Redirects into the attacking zone, and the Badgers will change. 8:23 to go in the opening period. No score. Bantle's out now with Dick and Stramel. Bad pass by the defenseman Johnson that Bantle had a chance to intercept at the blue line, did not, but now Wisconsin picks up the puck at center. Backhand pass Bantle. He shoots one blocker. Save made by Turnus. Nice pass by Stramel to the attacking Bantle.
Yeah, right in stride. Gave him a great chance to shoot.
Now again, oh, Bantle rifles one. That goes off Turnus as well. Another feed from Stramel. And now Ohio State able to nudge it out to center. Reaching for it, Cleveland. The better reach to Caden Brown. Brown poked it into the offensive zone. Got taken down by Cleveland. No penalty called. Buckeyes have it far side. Overskating Messina. And then picked up by Brown in the slot. His shot kicked out by McClellan. Badgers can't clear. Vorlicky flubbed on the initial attempt. But he's got the puck back. And the Buckeyes drop back as they need to change with 7:25 remaining in this scoreless first period.
Everyone on the ice, but Mike Vorlicky changed. So he skated back behind the net and waited for everybody to get back on the ice.
All right. The only defensive pair that remains the same for Mike Hastings, Todd Connaught and Nick Oliver and Kevin Murdoch, Joe Palatichuk and Ben Dexheim. Buckeyes took the puck away and dumped it in. Palatichuk trying to fend off Montez. He throws his body around, but Palatichuk still possessed. Then to Whitelaw, blind pass middle of the ice, found its way to Sawyer Scholl. And he'll shovel it down deep into the Ohio State zone. Scholl then goes after it with help from Mellenbacher. Comes off a skater two, and then the Buckeyes take it away. And here's Cam Thiesing. Thiesing, 2 years played for the Green Bay Gamblers of the USHL. Tried to dump it deep. One of the Badgers got in the way, and back out through neutral ice it comes. And then a misfire on a headman pass. Should be icing on the Buckeyes. It is 6:31 left Here in the first, still no score. With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Talk about Wisconsin mixing up the lines, but for the second straight week, well, we've seen Cruz Lucius and David Cilia together all season, but this week it's Simon Tassie again on the top line like it was last week. He's been fun to watch lately. He's a good mix in this group. He's a little heavier than the other guys. Give him a little grind.
Yep. Oh, yeah. A little extra vocabulary, too.
I assume you're talking about French?
Yes, yes. All French, I'm sure. Badgers on the attack. Lucius lost the puck in his skates, then sandwiched on the near wall. Cilia getting dirty back behind the net. He's got the puck. Tassie plants himself in front of the net. Lucius now with it right wing. Turns and sauced it back behind the net. Tassie takes it there. Bumped it out to the point. No one home for Wisconsin. Tassie didn't look up when he tried to bump it to the point man. And Lodge and Scholes were not there. Badgers have it back though. Cilia lost his stick. Lucius has to wait at the blue line. Could not dump it in. Now the Buckeyes have the puck. Here's Gildan. Shoots one into the glove of McClellan and he hangs on. So Ohio State only 9 wins this season, 1-15-2 in the Big Ten. They've lost 7 straight. 6 of their 9 wins at home this season. They beat Notre Dame here on January 12th, 3-2. Holiday had a goal and an assist. Turnus 26 saves that day. And then the next day, Notre Dame bounced back with a 5-2 win, and that started the Buckeyes on their 7-game losing streak. They won and tied here against Lindenwood. They swept Princeton here. They beat Mercyhurst. They've beaten Bowling Green as well. But in Big Ten play, it's been a struggle. In fact, if the season ended now, Ohio State would have the fewest wins ever in Big Ten hockey history. Here's Klee, Mason Klee, beautiful move, tries to get it to Holiday. It went off his stick, then kicked away by McClellan right in the blue paint. Oh, nice move by Holiday with Mason Klee, who made a nice move, the right-handed defenseman, but they never got a clean shot off, even though the puck directed at the Badgers' net. Now Klee steps around two Badgers, fires a shot. McClellan made the stop. Out to the near side, Fitzgerald able to work it free to Pilatichuk.
Dexheimer that time in front of the net, preventing the second opportunity. Good job there by the defenseman.
Wisconsin still number one in the country. Total defense, 1.87 goals allowed per game. And now a whistle and a penalty to come here. And a cross-checking penalty will be called, and it's against whom? Because all 5 Badgers are skating to their bench, and all 5 Buckeyes are going to theirs. They're going to take Ohio State. They're taking Theo Wahlberg, the freshman defenseman from Stockholm, for cross-checking. Second Kunis power play of the night for the Badgers.
Yeah, he hit someone in the corner. I don't know if it broke his stick or if he just lost his stick on the play, but that was sitting on the ground for a while. And Ohio State finally got a foot on one of the puck in the corner, and they blew the whistle, so the Badgers get their second chance. There was some decent chances on the first one, just haven't been successful yet.
Face-off won by the Badgers. Dexheimer, right wing, Cilia at the hash marks. In front, Bantle tried to feed it in front for Lucius, went off his skate, then away from D. St. Foul. Guzzo takes the puck, and he'll dump it in, and now he'll chase down Dexheimer, kind of playing coy a little bit. Now Guzzo will back off.
You know, we've seen Carson Bale on the side of the net there do a lot of different things this year, set up through the slot. I'm not 100% sure, but it looked like he perfectly passed off the goaltender's pad, and Matthew DeSantFal was streaking in, and he just kind of overskated it. That was by design. That was a heck of a design.
Badgers, delayed offside call. Wisconsin running around the boards, and again, no one home on the left point, and the puck trickled across the blue line, and then the Badgers came back in with it offside on Wisconsin. A minute 23 to go on the power play. 22 of 122 this season. The Badgers are on the man advantage. 14 of 68 in Big Ten play. A little better than 21%. They'll say intentional offside on Wisconsin. So the faceoff all the way back in the Badgers zone, even though they're on a power play. Fitzgerald, Finley, Tassie, Whitelaw, and Pilatichuk. They win the draw. Long range shot by Brent Johnson too high. And the Badgers, Pilatichuk goes to get it. And he'll come ahead to Finley now. Stumbled just a bit. Releases a rink-wide pass to Whitelaw. Gets his feet moving into the attacking zone. Rims it around to the near wall. Slowed by Tassie. Back to Whitelaw in the corner. Three Badgers, three Buckeyes in the left corner. Down to our left. 55 seconds left of the man advantage. And the Buckeyes able to jam it free and set it down into the Wisconsin end.
Such an important battle. Yeah. The Badgers come out with that puck. They have numbers going towards the net with two guys versus one already out in front of the net.
Tassie can't handle the pass at center ice. It's thrown back towards the Badgers' net. McClellan thankfully paying attention and on his knees just sticks it to the far corner. All right, one last rush here on this power play. 25 seconds left in it. Lucius, Cilia, Dexheimer now replaces Palatichuk. Pass too far for Bantle. Buckeyes go to get it. They try to clear, knocked it off the body of one of the penalty killers, but then the Buckeyes got it to center. Wisconsin retrieves now. DeSaint Fowle across the line, plays it behind the net. Bricky trying to clear, no luck there. Cilia had it, taken away by Bricky. That's it for the Badgers' power play. Bricky one-on-one with a backpedaling Dexheimer, filling the lane near side. Burnside shot stopped by McClellan. Oh, Davis Burnside came flying in right wing. Great chance of McClellan up to the task. Still scoreless here late first period.
Yeah, that was almost disastrous for Wisconsin. It was just around the time the power play was expiring. It looked like Ohio State might have four players on the rush there.
Now the Buckeyes have it. Pass up to center ice, intended for Ryan Gordon. He'll try to run it down. Scholes got the angle on him to knock the puck free and got it off to Daniel Lotch, who refeeds Scholes deep into the Wisconsin zone. And Zach will take the ice available to him. And he got crushed near side by Joe Dunlap as he dumped it in. Zach back up on his skates, however. Up deep in the Ohio State zone, McBrayer twirls away from pressure up the middle to Holiday. His pass ahead to Dunlap. He got by Scholes coming in right wing. Dot shot, and I think he hit the near post. Ricocheted off the pipe. Scholes got beat by Dunlap that time, but it hit the pipe. Now out to center. Gobbled up by Horbach. One on two. Looking for reinforcements. He'll sweep it right corner left. Scholl came flying through. Low right turnaround shot. That's blocked. Where did the puck go? Near side. Horbach trying to pull it free out to the point. Cleveland shot blocked. Ricocheted out to center. Badgers need to touch up. 90 seconds left until the American Family Insurance first intermission report.
It's been a quiet second half of the period for Wisconsin. Yep. The last power play didn't produce much at all.
Tyson Dick tied up in the offensive zone, able to muscle a pass off for Fitzgerald. Escape move down low. He gets it out to the point for Licky. Off balance shot redirected off the stick, I believe, of Dick to the near corner. Stramel was there too. Now Dick, point right pass to for Licky. Back to Dick, blue line. His shot hit the quad of Wahlberg. Ricocheted to the corner. Stramel after it. Under a minute to go in the period. Stramel playing keep away on the near side. Finds an open man off the bench. Palatichuk, beautiful move down low. He shoots one. That's blocked. Gathered in by Ohio State. They slide it out towards the blue line to no one in particular. Taken there by Palatichuk. Tyson Dick back behind the net. Looking for an angle to pass it to Fitzgerald. Does, but it tied him up a little bit and then nudged free. And the Buckeyes now have the puck. Caden Brown up to center. He'll dump it in. He needs a change. 33 seconds to go in the opening period. Still no score. Shots on goal now 10-8 in favor of Wisconsin. The Buckeyes went almost half a period without a shot on goal. Picked it up just a bit. Tyson Tassie, that is. Simon Tassie out of his own end. Gave it away. Buckeyes on the attack. Long-range shot. Easy Woffler save off the stick of Montez. McClellan made that save. His ninth of the period. Palatichuk up to Finley now. 6 seconds left. Left wing. Shoots one low. Turn is safe. Rebound. Montez on the back check. Able to knock it below the goal line to the corner. And that's it for the opening period of play. After one in Columbus, it's Wisconsin nothing and Ohio State nothing. RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin Badger men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season. No score after one. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold.
At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
No score after one period. Wisconsin and Ohio State. Badgers had 11 shots on goal in the opening period. Carson Bantle credited with four. The Buckeyes had 9 shots on goal. Kyle McClellan, perfect 9 for 9 in between the pipes for Wisconsin. Logan Turnus stopped all 11 shots he faced. Turnus is a kid that can be good at times, has been good at times. The last time he played, though, he gave up 3 goals on 22 shots and a 4-2 loss to Michigan on February 2nd. Turnus with a 434